Hey, Janice there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Janice.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right.
This is Tom. I was calling you back. You requested some information about working from home?
I'm not interested anymore.
Did you hit the lottery on me?
No.
So you're not looking for a way to make money from home?
Not right now.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, don't be looking in your script book for that corny line. It's one of my favorite all-time lines. And many times I get people laughing, okay, like, oh, this guy's a little different, right, compared to all the other, you know, people that might have called them, you know, in reference to a home-based business. When people say that, you know, you'll get that a little bit more when you're dealing with age leads or people that have called the leads maybe before. But normally it's not a big deal, guys. Have fun with it. And, again, you do not have to be a dork like me to prospect. You do not have to say, you know, what I just said. So here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hello.
Hey, Angeline.
Pardon me?
Is this Angeline?
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Hey, guys, your prospecting will work better as well if you could say their name properly. I believe it might have been Angeline or Angel. I'm such a goof with spelling that was probably her. But if you say someone's name wrong, they're going to think you're a telemarketer. And that you don't know them. But all you can do is your best, guys. Here we go.
Number and dial again.
Thank you.
We're sorry. Your call can...
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey, this is Tom. I was calling you back. You requested information about working from home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just calling to see what I can do for you.
Okay. Right now I am getting ready to go to work.
Okay.
So, let's see.
Take about 7 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to cook dinner. And... okay.
Something yummy?
Yep.
What are you cooking?
I got pork roast and rice.
Oh, my gosh. We're coming over. Can you, my four little girls and my wife and I.
Okay, there's enough.
We're in California, though, so how far do you think it takes us to get...
if you can get here in, like, 10 minutes, you'll be cool.
Now, God. Uh-oh, you're in Michigan.
Yeah.
Buckeyes, huh?
Yeah. No.
Not the Buckeyes.
No.
So, do you have pen and paper handy?
Yep.
Cool. I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what's the best information to direct you to, okay?
Okay.
Now, are you currently working from home as well? Like,
yeah,
do you work outside the home?
Yes.
Exclusively? Okay.
Yes.
What do you do?
I started out as a cashier, and then I transferred over into the bakery. So, yeah, I make donuts and muffins and brownies and croissants, danishes, and all the good fattening crap.
That must be really hard.
After a while, you get tired of them.
Yeah. And how long have you been there?
Just shy of a year.
So a year. And so what do you like? What do you like working there? What do you like about working there?
I like the people.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the reason I transferred back to the bakery is there's just a lot of drama going up front. I don't like drama.
Yeah.
You know, it's all women.
Yeah.
You know, there's no men there, and it's just drama. I just get tired of it.
Gotcha. So I'll take that as what you dislike is the drama. Anything else that you dislike about it?
Right now, the hours.
How many hours are you working?
Right now, well, I work 40 hours, but it's I got to leave here by 7, and then I work till 4 a.m.
Wait a second. Wait, 7 a.m. till 4 a.m.?
No.
Okay.
From 7 p.m.
Oh, gotcha.
4 a.m. Yeah.
I'm like, I know you're going to work now, so 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Till 4 a.m. Wow.
It's hard on the kids.
Yeah.
And afternoons is just as bad, and you can't find any daytime jobs. Can't hardly find any jobs around here, period.
Mm.
That's the only reason I'm staying.
So, wow, crazy hours. So what do you do? I mean, is it open till 4 a.m.?
Well, it's open 24 hours.
Oh, gotcha. So it's open all the time.
Yeah. It's like Wesco is like a convenience store.
Okay.
And they've added a Subway and a bakery.
Oh, I see.
So we make our own donuts and stuff instead of having to buy them from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And
What did you do prior to working there?
I've mostly always been a cashier.
Okay.
Or I've managed convenience stores. I had brain surgery 3 years ago.
Wow.
At the end of two weeks will be 3 years. And I suffered a stroke, and it's just been really hard getting back up to speed.
Mm.
And I still have problems. I don't retain things like I used to. And, you know, for me to work a 40-hour week is like somebody else working an 80-hour week.
Wow.
It drains me.
I couldn't imagine that. Now, were you looking to replace your income or just supplement it to start?
I'm looking to replace it.
Mm-hmm. Looking
at it. The economy is really affecting my hours.
Hmm.
You know, I never know from one time or another whether I'm going to have 40 hours, whether I'm going to have 30 hours. You know, I just would like to have something that's stable.
I see. So they don't have set hours for you?
No, because it goes by our sales.
Hmm. Now, you said you had some kids, too, right?
Yep.
Married, kids, and all that?
I'm divorced.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I got a 17-year-old, and he'll be 18 at the end of the month, and then I have a 9-year-old.
Oh, wow. Difference, big difference, huh?
Yeah.
Two boys?
Yep. Two different times in my life.
Wow. Well, it takes a lot of energy just having two boys, isn't it?
You know, actually, I think I would rather have two boys than two girls.
I wouldn't know. I have four little girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So have you ever been self-employed or had your own business before of any kind?
I was a subcontractor when I managed the mobile home park that we lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I am also trying to start up my own, because where I work, we have stores all over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I live in Cadillac, and I work in Lake City, which is only like 12 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cadillac Wesco does not have a bakery.
Oh,
so
I
we
see.
Make the donuts in Lake City, and then I deliver them to Cadillac on my way home.
Gotcha.
And it's eating up my manager's bakery hours with the driving time and the, you know, and that. So it's like, well, what would happen if I opened up an independent donut delivery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get that going. I'm just waiting. I've got an okay from two people in the main office, but...
Would that take capital or just effort?
Huh?
Would that take some money to start that or just effort?
Just effort.
Gotcha.
I mean,
well, that's a blessing.
For me, I'm already doing it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already delivering the donuts. I'm just doing it on West Coast time, to where if I started it up on my own, all I'd have to do is go down and get a DBA, under my own business name, and sign the contract that I'm going to deliver these donuts for a certain amount of money each week, and that's all it's going to take.
Wow.
But.
So what level of income are you accustomed to right now?
Huh?
What kind of income are you used to right now?
The income I have right now is about $220 a week.
$220 a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a lot better than what I've, like I said, I just started working a year ago. So I spent 2 years not working, not able to get any help.
Mm.
And for two years we lived on $400 a month.
Wow.
I mean, I lost my house, I lost the car. I had to file bankruptcy, I had to move in with my parents, but, you know, what can you do?
Sure. What type of income are you looking to generate, let's say, in the next 12 months?
You know, I don't know, it'd be nice to, like, at least double mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be nice to at least have a $400 paycheck.
$400 per week?
Yeah, if not more.
Now, have you ever looked into home businesses before?
I have. I've looked into a bunch of them, and they all, you know, I know it takes money to make money. I just don't have the money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple of different ones. SMC.
Oh, sure.
You know, I get the newsletters, but in order for me to advance in it, I have to come up with $497.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, they still send me their newsletters, and I still get emails from them, but I can't get catalogs or anything.
Yeah. Is there any other one that's maybe less than that?
There was a couple. I don't know what the names of them are.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that I had checked into. And again, you know, you can start out small, but in order to make any money, you have to come up with the money.
Sure.
And I understand that part. I know it takes money to make money. I just don't have it.
Yeah, I totally understand. All you can do is all you can do.
Yeah.
That's totally understandable.
So I just kind of keep looking around, and, you know, some of these are, you know, got a lot with the internet. And it's like, okay, so if something happens, the economy turns to the worst, and I wind up losing the internet, there goes my business.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so I need, you know, I was kind of looking at something that I'm not going to have to rely a total, you know, 100% on the internet.
Yeah.
But not a lot of them out there anymore.
Yeah.
Most of it's all got computer-based.
Yep, most of them. Well, Sherry, this is what I'll do. Let me see. Let me see. What's your best email address, by the way? Is it SHRRYRBY?
Yep, at
okay.
Hotmail.
Yep, I got that one. I'm going to go ahead. Either I'm going to send you something or possibly even one of my partners might send you some information. His name is Madiba Thompson. He is one of the top leaders in a home-based business, and, you know, he's looking for people with more desire that are looking truly have a desire to start a home-based business.
Uh-huh.
And he will be the one that he might be sending an email specifically with information about his company.
Okay.
The best thing to do would be to go through that, and on the email it'll send you, he'll send you his actual website, so you could check through that, and then just reply back if you have any questions.
Okay.
It's real simple.
What was that name?
His name is Madiba.
Okay.
Yeah, his nickname is Gilligan, so you can call him Gilligan when he calls or if he emails you.
Okay.
But I'm gonna put you on my prayer list too, if that's okay.
Okay.
My wife and I have a prayer list. And my wife and my little girls are going to be praying for you, no matter what happens with you. We're going to pray for your income to increase, no matter what you do.
Right.
And I wish you an incredibly blessed night at your work. And you have an amazing night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Sherry.
Appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. So let me clarify that call. There's some really interesting things. And, guys, keep in mind, I'm using this as an excuse, but I'm going to anyways. So there. I'm kind of rusty, okay? Now, there's no – that's not – I'm not worried about that because, you know, when I get in the zone, it gets so much more fun. That's why the key to being a great prospector is just, you know, getting in the zone and having fun and – loving on people and just, you know, getting in that zone, like I, you know, starting to a little bit with her. Now, you know, for those of you that have been in my coaching class, I define, you know, we break down, you know, who to next and who not to next and, you know, who do you want in your business and who you might not, you know, want in your business right now. Now, some of you say, well, gosh, I would love to work with Sherry, you know, that person I was just talking, she's a super sweetheart. I would love to bless her and help her. You know, but you determine, and I'm not going to tell you what I would have done, but you determine if you would have wanted to give her a shot or not. But here's the thing, guys. There's even though you want to help people, you need to – this is a business for you and your family, and you've got to, make people feel special and, you know, give them a shot. I'm not saying no to anybody. I don't say no very often to anybody. The way I say potentially no – is I will send them to my company website and say something like, hey, Bob, here's my website, okay? Go through it and give me a call back. That's a nice way of saying I'm not interested in you, most likely. But here's the thing. If I'm completely off base, if I'm completely wrong and, you know, Bob was having a bad day, then did I lose Bob? Heck no. I'll never forget this one guy. Oh, gosh, I don't remember. I did forget his name, though, obviously. Man, this one young kid I was interviewing many years ago. Gosh, I was like 23 years old. Comes in with his little, you know, little girl and kids screaming, and he's just really rough, right? Very rough around the edges. Had very no people skills. And I was just like, oh, I'm not recruiting this guy. And I gave him, you know, back in the old days, I gave him a cassette tape, and I'm like, listen to this cassette tape, and if you're interested, call me back. And the guy he called me back, and I said, go to this presentation on this street, and I can't go, but you go. And he goes and calls me back. And I just kept jumping this guy through, like, three different hoops, right? So nexting people doesn't mean that you're completely blowing them out of the water, necessarily. It just means that you're making it a little bit difficult. Make them jump through more hoops. Make them qualify themselves a little bit more, so you don't waste your time. Does that make sense, guys? Anyways, you guys, as you do this more and more, you'll start to realize how you can do it, but more importantly, how you should be doing that. Did you guys hear when I was going through that presentation? I did something that I don't think I've ever taught on in a long time. In fact, I forgot about it. I asked her, because I don't want to waste my time, right? And if I'm in a business, you don't want to waste your time. So I asked her some other qualifying questions. In fact, let me see if you guys know some of those other qualifying questions I asked. I'm going to open the lines here in a second. Hang on one second. Okay, anybody know some of the other qualifying questions that I was asking her along the way?
You asked her the hours she was working.
Uh-huh. That's not one, but that was part of it. Anybody else?
The other businesses.
What's that?
Burn every week.
Say that again.
You asked her how much she would like to earn or needed to earn every week.
Yep, that's definitely part of the script process. Anything outside the box that's not on the script?
You asked her about the other competitive businesses.
So there's three things that I did. That was one of them. Okay, that was one of the things I wanted to bring up. Anybody else? I mean,
exactly how much
notice.
They were asking for.
Other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
How much? Gosh, how much is, how much, and she kind of brought it up. So if it's not appropriate to just come out and say, well, how much are they asking for? You got to be creative about that, guys. So how much, what type of investment does it cost to get started with that, SMC? I don't even know if I said that, but I think she brought it up. And what else? There was one other one. Oh, does it take some capital to start your donut business? Or are you just going to use your own effort? And, guys, a lot of you guys are wondering why. You're wondering why you get to the closed part of it and they say, I don't have the money. Because there's two different people. There's people that truly don't have the money, and if she's not willing to come up with the money with something that people will give you clues. On that first call, you want to get good at listening for clues, because there's so many things that people say to me that make me say, great, you saw the pen and paper had me. Great, here's my website. Great, call me back. And again, this means that I'm not going to finish the process with them unless they call me back, which very few do, by the way. So don't do that unless you're not expecting them to call you back. I want to make that clear. So you're a detective. You're an interviewer. When you're on that first initial call, you want to look for clues to find out if they, even have the, resources. I'm going to give you guys a big tip that I used to do. Okay, let's just assume your company has, a low package. Maybe it's $20 application fee to join your business, or $49 or something like that, or $100, okay? Do I enroll people at that level if I have a low package? No, hardly at all, okay? Very rare. Rare exceptions, okay? But, I'll just tell you, some people say, well, how much does it cost to get started? Sometimes I'd come right out and say it's $49.97, And if they hemmed and hawed with that, there's a big next. Does that make sense, guys? Assuming you have a low price point. Now, if your company costs, $1,900 for your low package, heck, you might, it's up to you if you want to test that. But, again, it's, you don't want to come out and say, now does that mean I'm going to enroll them at the $49 level? No, but that option is available, but not if you're going to work with me directly. I'll refer you to someone on my team that might enroll you for $49. I only enroll people at the top package 99% of the time. Any questions? So, guys, by the way, that most likely, even though she's a sweetheart and I am going to put her on a prayer list, my family's going to pray for her tonight. And I'm not saying you have to do that, by the way. That's just something that I do, because recruiting wasn't about recruiting for me. Recruiting was about making people feel special, whether I chose to bring them as a partner or not. And one other thing, too, as I've been going through my coaching calls that I've been doing, and I got about, how many coaching students are on the class right now, by the way? Just say your name.
Deborah.
Nancy.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Nancy.
Lauren.
Tracy.
Tammy.
Michelle.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
And Madiba, did Madiba leave me already?
No, buddy. I'm right here.
Cool, man. Hey, guys.
James in Vegas.
Any quick questions? May I take one question? Any questions? You guys are so quiet today. Okay, let me share what's happening right now. And let me go ahead and hit mute here real quick. We're going to wrap up. My goal is to condense – this year my goal is to condense time frames with specific calls. So I'm going to be doing calls. I'm not going to spend an hour and a half like I have last year with calls. Because you know what I realized is you guys are on your company calls. You're probably on Danny Johnson's calls, which are amazing. And I don't want to be, you know, another hour, an hour and a half conference call that you guys got to be – because I know you guys are so – many of you guys like being on these calls. I want to get more down and dirty and just get right to the calls and be done in about 30, maybe 45 minutes for some of the longer calls. So I just want to let you guys know what's happening in 2009. Also, I am going to be doing maybe one more class. I wasn't going to do another class, but I'm doing one more coaching class. And, in fact, if you guys would tell me, for those of you that are on the call, if you guys could do me a favor, let me know, assuming you like it. If you don't, that's okay. For those of you that have been on the class, can you tell everybody what the first two classes have been about, plus the accountability so far?
And
James in Las Vegas.
Go first, James, and then Madiba, please. Tell everybody what's been happening with you, what the calls have been about for you since the last couple weeks.
I can't go before my trainer over there.
Yeah, you can, buddy.
Okay.
All right, Madiba, go ahead, buddy.
I tell you what, the whole accountability aspect of it, you know, people have been putting in work, and I just think just the whole mindset that you're getting people adjusted to, a lot of the barriers that a lot of us go up against. I mean, it's just, man, I'm just blown away. I've already been taking advantage and implementing some of the things that we've been talking about that you've been going through, and I mean, it's kind of like, it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm speechless. All I can say is results, results, results. And, you know, anytime you have somebody like him who's opening up these classes like this, especially at minuscule price, I'm sure that I know the next one shouldn't be as inexpensive as this one was. If it is, that's your choice. But we got so many things that get in our way, and you guys, I think we sit there and think that it's so hard to do this. I mean, we're so excited about the opportunity, and then we think, oh, God, and then we get frozen. And I'm telling you, if you want to really eliminate that being frozen and just actually going out and doing, you got to really take advantage of those classes. I mean, these OJTs are great, but when you get time where he's just focused on just totally focused and has a game plan on what he's going through, not prospecting and recruiting, but just the whole game plan, it's powerful. So, I guess I'm speechless on really what to say about it, my friend, other than I've got results from it.
That's awesome, man. One more. Anybody else? James or anybody else?
It's John in Illinois.
Hey, John, go for it, buddy.
I would say that the benefit for me, Tom, has been, I mean, I agree with the accountability, but what I've really been loving is some of this the nuggets, number one, but it's nice to have someone you're working with that has no financial connection to you. They can really tell you how it is and not have to really worry about hurting your feelings. Because that's why you're going to a coach. And the one thing I've really applied in the last 2 days is being genuinely curious when I'm talking to people.
How's it going?
That's awesome.
Really, that's Wendy Kirkpatrick. Is that you guys?
All right, guys, we'll keep it muted for the rest of the class. Hey, guys, I appreciate that, Madiba and John. So, guys, I just want to share just real briefly, we're going to be doing it not in February. It's going to be in March. And, Madiba, I need to talk to you about something later. It'll be in March, okay? So you can check the schedule. Let me give you the website where you can go directly. You can go to priorityteam.com/call, okay? priorityteam.com/call. You can get all the details there. It's a 4-week class, and this one is going to be an extra bonus, okay? I'm going to be doing an extra bonus that I've not done, and I don't have the specifics, but I'm going to put in aged prospects. I'm going to put in actually prospects in there that make the class almost free, okay? So that's just a separate bonus on top of that. You can go to priorityteam.com/call for more information. The reason why, one of the biggest reasons why I did a coaching when I was enrolling 500 people in 2004, 300 the next year, and my team was the top enrollers in the entire industry, was because I did coaching calls with Dani, and I knew that she just the fact that she was keeping my numbers accountable of what I'm doing on a weekly basis was one of the number one reasons that kept me focused when I didn't feel like it anymore, because I knew that everybody, she'd read off my numbers to everybody in the class, and I know that she'd be looking at my numbers personally. So it really got my numbers up, which by far paid for, you know, it was $600 for the prospecting and the closing class that I did with Dani, plus, you know, individual coaching. So it was very expensive, but it was way worth it because my numbers increased so significantly, it paid for itself by far. So we're going to be doing it again in March, and I just wanted to throw that out there as well. So, guys, we're going to be doing these calls again next Thursday at 3 p.m., and I'm going to be excited about working more prospects and doing more OJTs this year. So if you want to plug your team in and show them how simple the process is, you know, that's all we did with my team. When I enrolled people, I plugged them into my OJT, and then I plugged them in, of course, to DaniJohnson.com for the strategic coaching and the strategic skills. And it's really simple to build the business when you keep it very simple. You know, all your people that you bring in, they have to get good at the basics of doing what you do on a daily basis. So it's really crucial that you learn how to get really comfortable with the process of bringing people in the business, no matter how you do it, whether you generate your own prospects over the internet, whether you buy your own prospects, whether you're working with people you know, whether you meet people out and about. You know, everybody does different things, okay? But the key is this key skill that you have to master, because it doesn't matter what kind of prospect you're dealing with. You know, I just want to share this real quick, and I'm coming out with something that I'm really excited about, but I'm going to do things a little bit differently than a lot of the people that, you know, there's a lot of people that they're talking about, you don't need to talk to warm market, you don't need to do traditional methods of building a network marketing home-based business anymore. And, you know, they teach you how to build, you know, prospect over the internet and get leads, you know, coming in. And that's a great way that you can evolve your business and get really high quality people that are more searching you out, so you're not making as many outbound dials. But in the beginning, if you're newer, okay, and especially until you get your income up to at least a few thousand dollars a month, you need to be in a, you know, or at least a thousand. You need to get in a process where you know that you can enroll an aged lead, a real-time lead, even a warm market if you choose to, or a lead, and then that'll give you the equipping, the skill sets to be able to enroll someone that is a higher quality prospect that maybe you learned over time how to generate through the internet yourself, okay? Where what most people do, what most trainers out there that I've been hearing lately, and I'm not talking about Dani by any means, I'm talking about the people that say, hey, internet marketing and network marketing are combining together, is that you can, you know, get started, we'll teach you how to do all this internet marketing stuff, which is definitely possible, but it's another learning curve. First, you got to learn how to be an internet marketer and learn how to generate your own leads. Then you have to learn how to still have the people skills, the posture, the personal growth, and the basic skills that you need to enroll them into your business. It's a lot easier to practice with leads that are a lot less expensive than you know, a little bit more costly prospects that you generate yourself. So anyways, guys, I just wanted to mention that real quick, because I've been getting some comments and some emails from that. Guys, I'm looking forward to next week's class, next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, of course, for those of you that are in the coaching class. So, guys, this coaching class, just like the last one, we capped it. We're going to cap the next one as well. And I don't know if I'm going to be doing it again. I'm going to be putting this into a product and then just marketing that product. But I don't know if we're going to be doing it live again after this March. So if you know anybody who wants to be a part of this class and increase their numbers significantly, you want to get them into the class this March. So, guys, God bless you, and you guys have an incredibly powerful week. Bye-bye, everyone.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.